This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Amtrak is looking for $3.6 billion from Congress this next year, which will decide if it gets this 50% raise. Marketplace's Henry Epp has that.
Amtrak is feeling bullish this year, says Robert Puentes, head of the advocacy group Eno Center for Transportation.
What they've requested here is more money than Amtrak's ever received.
And that's on top of billions from the infrastructure law that passed 2 years ago. Amtrak has a backlog of issues to fix, but Sean Jeansgale with the Rail Passengers Association hopes the company goes a step farther.
The big issue we have is making sure that this doesn't just go to upgrade existing rail corridors, but to expand the service into new parts of the country.
Amtrak didn't get its full ask last year. Now Republicans control the House, and some conservatives want to phase out federal funding, like David Ditch, a policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation.
Ideally, Congress would recognize that Amtrak as a national proposition makes absolutely no sense.
But Ditch concedes infrastructure funding is pretty popular across party lines these days. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.